Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi.
How funny would it be if we recorded this whole thing with a muted microphone?
Yeah. It's like our first day ever. We don't know what we're doing.
People would just have to read our lips. We'd post it to video.
I know. We were trying to plug directly in through an Ethernet cable and we just got frustrated.
I just don't understand how we're plugging in an Ethernet cable and then the other end is a USB end. And how is that pumping internet into my device?
I don't know. I'm going to read about it more.
I hope you do, because I don't have the wherewithal to.
I know. I know you're getting frustrated.
Yeah. If it doesn't work the second I plug it in, it's probably broken and no thank you.
Yeah, that's okay.
So episode 11.
Yeah, season 2, episode 11.
Like, so that means we're already halfway through episode 2?
Season 2, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. This came out January 12th, 1998. So
we should also say Happy New Year, Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year, Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
Happy everything.
Happy day.
Happy holidays.
We didn't do an episode last week.
No, because it was Christmas.
It was a busy time. It was just go, 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 go.
Yeah. We had parties. My brother was in town.
You make it sound like we had parties, like.
We went to a few people's houses.
Yeah.
We did some fun stuff.
We did. So we're back.
Yeah.
Thanks for your concern.
Yeah.
And I hope everyone had really good.
I think it worked out because Seventh Heaven took a break too. Like the last episode was November 1997. So now we're at January 12th, 1998.
If you don't follow us on Instagram, you should, because I posted a Christmas photo of us with the Camdens.
Oh, yeah.
And mm-hmm. All the actors were so kind to get together for us.
I know. Happy's still alive.
Yeah.
It's a dream, really.
It was good.
Okay. This is called Lead, Follow, or Get Out of the Way. Mary wants to quit the basketball team when a new girl outperforms her.
Oh, boy. Do we have something to say about this, Diane?
Oh, man.
So... I don't know. I think we should talk about Eric and Annie.
Yeah.
Like some overarching themes. Right away we learn that Simon got his magic kit, which is like such a 90s thing. Like you send in the mail. I mean, I guess now it'd just be Amazon Prime, but he got this like box with how-to magic and he's going to become a magician.
Yeah, the whole waiting, ordering something and waiting for it to come is really like, now it's just a day.
Or sometimes same day.
Yeah. It's pretty wild.
When online shopping first became a thing, and like online, not mail away, I just couldn't fathom why, when I could just go to a store and get it that day, why would I order it online and be unsure about what's going to arrive and...
Same. You know? I was like, I know I need to go and like look at it and touch it and try it on.
Yeah. Now, my fingers fly through Amazon like it's a sport. I don't know what's showing up half the time.
No, I know. And I, yeah, It's wild. And like the stuff just shows up. Like we were like, ooh, we should get an Ethernet cord. And I was like, bing, bang, boom, next day delivery.
Yeah.
Like,
bing, bang, boom.
Could I have just gone to like, what's that store called?
Like Best Buy.
Best Buy. I was like, Future big box? Shop, no.
Walmart.
Yeah. And just bought one? Sure. But I was busy. There's other stuff going on.
Your time is valuable.
Yeah. It was Christmas.
And even, yeah, I've been like, oh, I really want something. And I look and like, oh, it's maybe 3 days. I don't care. I'll wait.
Yeah. I know. The only problem is that my daughter, I ordered something for her through her computer, through my Amazon. And then it just kept her logged in. And like, she's good. She would never, ever order anything without, like, she's 13. She wouldn't order anything without knowing, like she knows what hell that would bring down upon her.
Yeah.
But she like was like, oh, here's my like Christmas wish list. And then I had to go into my Amazon and change my password because if I ordered it, she would have seen.
Right.
And I was like, come on, kid.
Yeah.
Ugh. But
well, Simon got his magic kit.
Yeah, the first thing he does, though, before he gets it, is he flips a plate in the middle of the dining room table. Like,
I
would be pissed.
Annie was pissed. Mm-hmm. And she was stressed out because Eric wasn't home, and he's not usually home this late without calling, and she doesn't know where he is.
Yeah, he doesn't have a cell phone.
He doesn't have a cell phone, and you can page, but if they don't answer.
Yeah.
So he busts in, and he's so stoked to tell everybody that there's a news channel and camera crew, and they're going to all the churches in the area, and they're going to film one sermon service a week, and then the ones with the most
engagement, like a competition or something. Yeah,
we'll get like a regularly scheduled
Sunday
broadcast. And
service.
I just thought, is this how the mega churches started? Like, you know, the televangelicals, is that what they're called?
Yeah, yeah, it is.
And they have to, like, people are fainting on stage, mm-hmm. and they have big productions and miracle after miracle.
I grew up in a small town with only three channels, and it was either Coronation Street, on Sundays, it was Coronation Street, church, or cartoons for a bit. And then I was like, I might as well go play outside. Womp, womp.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, he decides that he is going, they're going to come and film his sermon on Sunday, and so he really wants it to be great, and so he literally just commits the entire episode to being locked in his chambers with a like mental block. What's it called? Writer's block. That's what Ruthie calls it, is a mental block.
A writer's block with his very fancy laptop that probably weighs 35 pounds.
Yeah, it's like as thick as a textbook.
Yeah. But so I think this must have been on like a Sunday or Monday because it kind of then progresses through the week.
Yeah, because they're in school a bit.
Yeah, getting closer and closer. And Annie's coming in like holding all this stuff and the house is slowly starting to fall apart, like, you know, a mess everywhere. And the phone rings and Mrs. Hinkle?
That's Mittens.
Oh, right. So Mrs. Hinkle says, I'm trying to get hold of Eric because he's supposed to pick up my denture cream.
Her prescription denture cream.
And
so Eric just like, okay, so Annie graciously, even though she's juggling everything, says, I'll do it. But then he takes that as, and you're going to do all my other errands. And he asks her to literally do 75 things.
Yeah, she has to, like, wash someone's dog, pick someone up at the airport, mm-hmm. stop at a store for someone, drive someone somewhere.
Like, is that what Eric does all day, is run other people, church members' errands? Like, is that giving back to God and the community? I don't know.
And God said, on the sixth day, you will pick up denture cream.
You will run my errands.
Yeah, do I don't, my bidding. I mean, I guess. Like, he does, like, stop and visit people, and he goes to the hospital, and all this stuff. But Annie says, okay, I can do this, but can you do this one thing for me? It is Friday night. I have a roast in the fridge that has to get cooked.
It's all ready to go. It's been trimmed and everything.
You got to put, what does that mean?
Like, it's been like you cut the fat off of it and you made it look nice and you put like veggies and stuff on it and around it.
Oh, okay. And then,
tied it.
Oh yeah. And then You just have to put it in the oven in the afternoon at 3:50.
3 o'clock at 3:50.
And he's like, I can do that. No problem. This is easy. Leave it to me.
Like basically saying, your jobs are so easy around the house here. You go do my running around and I'll do your one job.
Yeah.
Like,
and she's like, don't you usually write your sermons on Fridays? And he's like, yeah, but this one has to be so good. Like, I have to spend all week on it. I just think, like, I don't know, Eric.
Like, I have two thoughts. They could, like, work together better.
Yeah.
Rather than him just, like, bossing her around and making sure all of his stuff gets done. But as we find out, none of her stuff gets done and the house starts to fall apart. But also, like divide and conquer. Like, work together. I don't know.
We would do that.
I know.
We're a team.
Yeah, we're team mid-mal.
I feel like I've... So, like, full disclosure, I've never been a pastor.
What?
I know.
Wild.
I know. So who am I to say? But, like, I would think that I would want to have sort of, like, you know, a notebook with some sermon ideas as they come up and maybe some, like, notes. And maybe I'd be working a couple weeks ahead.
No, he doesn't. This is not the first time that he has locked himself in his room.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is, if I was a pastor, I would have a running, I'd have a whiteboard in my office maybe with just ideas as they come to me. Mm-hmm. And then I'd always have something to pick from and maybe I'd be a few weeks ahead. And then if I knew a really big, you know, if I was going to be on TV, I'd sort of have to, you know, zhuzh one up a bit. But
yeah, like Eric is a poor planner and he puts Annie last. So...
I think he does a lot of weaponized incompetence.
Oh, for sure. Like, and it rubs off on the kids because at mm-hmm. one point, Simon says that Annie is out doing dad's work.
Yeah.
And then is he also the one that says Eric can't do all this domestic stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Like, are you kidding me? Okay, so he's basically like... locked himself in his chambers, and lo and behold, spoiler alert, I guess that's what this whole show is, this whole podcasting is, he forgets to put the roast in.
So Annie comes home after doing everything.
She's covered in dirt.
Yeah.
And she's wet.
Well, she opens the fridge, and there is the roast.
And he's like, it's okay, I can do it, there's still time.
And he tries to, like, take it out of her arms, and I wanted to be like, don't touch her! Mm-hmm. Leave her alone! Yeah. You've done enough. So she puts it in and then we move on.
So the kitchen is a disaster.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where all this food is coming from. It looks like somebody came home and they spent $500 in 1998, which is a lot of money on groceries, and just unloaded it all over the counters. So there's something going on with Mary, and there's something going on with Lucy, and there's something going on with Matt. And so in that moment, Annie is upstairs talking to those three kids about what's going on with them, which we'll talk about in a minute. And the phone rings. And there's this whole thing going on this whole episode where the phone's ringing and everyone's like, can you get it? Can you get it? And like the wrong person answers.
Yeah.
Like, you live in a house with seven people. Somebody answer the damn phone. And so Ruthie answers the phone, and who's on the other end?
Colonel.
Grandpa Colonel.
The Colonel.
And so he's like, where's your dad? And Ruthie's like, oh, he's locked in his chambers writing a sermon. And then he's like, where's Mary? And Ruthie's like, well, she's quitting the basketball team. And then where's Lucy? Well, she got a D on a test. And like, she just like spills the beans slowly.
Yeah.
To and then the she's Colonel.
Like, and now I think the roast is on fire because there's like smoke billowing out. What was that?
I don't know. It said verifying. And then it flashed away.
Something just like flashed across the screen so fast.
I'm probably being hacked. Hey, hackers. Wave at them.
They feel like we've made a mistake.
Yeah. The stove is smoking. And Ruthie's like, and I think the roast is burning. And the Colonel's like, how do you know? And she's like, well, there's smoke coming out of it. And he's like, okay, you need to hang up this phone and go tell your mom right now.
Yeah.
And then he hangs up and he's like, I gotta go. I gotta come save the day.
Ruth, pack my bags.
So he hops on a plane.
Yeah. And comes to save the day, which I did think was so interesting Because in other episodes, he comes across as sort of like a, the women do the work.
Yeah, like a blue job, pink job situation. Yeah.
And, but I guess to his credit, what he says is when you're in the military, you know how to do all of these things and you don't leave your,
yeah,
I don't know, platoon,
you know,
mates behind.
No. And he's cute about it. Like, he shows up and he fixes everybody's personal problems as well as cleans up the house.
While cleaning.
Yeah.
He has Ruthie and Simon clean up the living room. Lucy, Matt folds and puts away some laundry. He does the ironing while Lucy cleans the kitchen. And while they're doing that, he's talking to her about American history, because that's what she failed.
Yeah.
And all of this is going on. And Eric comes out and he's like, Dad, this isn't a good time. Like, you should have called. And he's like, go back in your chambers and write that thing. I got work to do. And then he does that. So I did think, I was like, okay. And then that's where Lucy says, Colonel, I didn't know you could do so many domestic things. Yeah. Dad can't.
And he's like, well, in the army, you got to learn how to do everything.
Yeah. Like, shut up, Eric.
And then when he gets there, the colonel's like, where's your mom? And Simon's like out doing all of Dad's work.
Yeah.
Yeah, like running his errands. So there's a scene where they're in the kitchen, Annie and the colonel.
We got to go back and film it. I don't record it. I don't know if it's going to translate the same way
without video.
Go on. So, but I'm going to record.
Okay. So Annie walks in and sees that the colonel has done all of this work, and she goes and hugs him. And at the same time, Eric comes out of his chambers and sees them hugging and sees that all this work got done. And they have like a little makeup moment. But like Annie and Eric lean in and like kiss each other like, oh, we're making up. But like they're still hugging the dad. So like they kissed each other.
They are 6 inches from the colonel's face.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't kiss you with my mom standing 6 inches from our faces, like hugging us.
Barb, if you're listening, you know what to do next time we're at your house. But it was, the whole,
scene. Close parent kissing. Like, what? No. I don't know. I'm not
like,
into it.
Like, why was the colonel standing so close to Annie? It's like they wanted a really close up scene, but the camera wasn't really zoomed in enough to require that close of bodies together. No. And then they were all just standing so close together. And then, Eric comes in and kisses Annie 6 inches from the colonel's face.
Like the last time they were all in the kitchen together, the colonel was in a boat crying.
So maybe they are just a really close-knit family. Maybe we're the problem.
Maybe.
I'm going to start mouth kissing you really close to all of my family.
Perfect.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Yeah. So, okay. I think we should end the sermon situation at the, we need to talk about everybody else because it all ends at church.
So let's talk about Lucy quickly because she's kind of out of a dud of a.
Yeah.
So Lucy is on the phone constantly in this episode, and when she's in class, she realizes she gets a D in American history, and her friends that are sitting around her are like, yeah, now you're one of us. And she's sort of like pleased about it.
Yeah. Because, she's like, cool, broing out with them.
Yeah. She's totally broing out with these
calls them slackers and losers.
And they're the kids who, like, don't hand in homework, don't get good grades.
And she says that it's easier to be friends with them. Mm-hmm. It's easier to fail a test and be accepted into their group than to compete with all the smart kids. Like, Lucy.
I will also give Colonel credit, though, because he also says, he's like, what's going on with you? You always got good grades. And she was like, well, the boys seem to like me more when I'm not as smart. And he was like, you know, one of the reasons I love your grandma so much is because she's so smart.
She challenges me.
Yeah, I wouldn't have married her otherwise.
Do you think that prior to this episode, people were writing in, because it was 1996 and seven, and they were like, he got a whole bunch of like bad PR from like his previous episodes. And they were like,
Other things he's done, like other acting work.
And they were like, we got to redeem the Colonel.
Look at a deep dive on this.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Just one of the dogs chewing on themselves and I can hear it and it's making me lose it.
You've got misophonia.
I do.
Ooh. So Lucy has to tell her parents that she got a D, but then the Colonel shows up and he talks her through all this history and she's going to turn her grades around. And she ends up telling one of the slacker boys at church that like she can't hang out anymore.
Yeah.
So
that's it.
Lucy and Matt really just had a supporting role this episode.
Yeah. Like he like popped in and called Lucy's friends losers. He like popped in to Mary's life for a bit when she was talking about quitting the basketball team. And he was like, well, I got you on the basketball team once. I can't do it again.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah. Remember? Cause that girl owed him a favor. I just had a remembering.
Oh boy.
So
I thought this shadow was a bruise on your arm and I was like, who's hurting you?
Right here. Oh yeah, no, that's just a shadow. Oof. So Mary. Okay. Mary is still just training and strengthening her knee from the car accident. She's not back playing yet.
And that teacher of Matt's, who's also the basketball coach, is giving her like private coaching.
Yeah.
But I want to know, when is it going to come out that he's actually a pedophile and inappropriately touching the girls? I just get those vibes.
Yeah. Like, wait till I read you the synopsis of the next episode.
Oh, okay. Okay. So her after hours coach, he's like, Mary, how are you feeling? And she's like, good. I did 200 squats. And he's like, great. I'm going to meet you in the gym in 20 minutes. Start warming up. And she's like, okay. And then she goes into the gym where the team is practicing. And she's like, hey guys, like, where's coach, whatever his name is. He was supposed to meet me in the like fitness center. And they're like, oh, he's helping
the new girl
try out. And you look over and he's just like handing her a ball. She's
like swooshing it every time.
Is it swooshing it, not dunking it?
Dunking
it's
when you run up and like slam the ball through the net. Like,
what's the difference between dunk and slam dunk?
Like one of them you just slam down harder. Like I don't think.
That was a good dunk.
I don't think like 16-year-old teenagers are doing slam dunks. But a swoosh is when it just like goes straight through the net and doesn't touch anything. Thank you.
I just picked an eyelash. Okay. So he's like throwing her the ball. She gets it in the net. Throw her ball. Gets it, and everyone's starting to like, gather. Woo, yeah, cheering her on. And he's like, oh, I think we've got our new
star player. No, okay. Oh, sorry. He calls her their center new, I don't point? Know, center point.
Basketball wasn't my sport.
Yeah, running back. No, that's football. Yeah.
Quarterback, no, goalkeeper. Also,
those are all
bartender.
Other things. Yes.
So Mary is butt hurt.
She's devastated. Like,
she's just like,
she's just
watching.
Standing there and can't say anything.
And he's like, oh, Mary, sorry, I totally forgot. I'm just helping Diane, the new student. You got to meet her. And she's like, yeah, maybe no, another time. And then she leaves and decides she's quitting basketball.
Like, sore loser.
Yeah, like, I think that's the message. We're like, yeah.
Yeah. So the colonel then finds out that she's going to quit the basketball team. And he's like, yeah, quit.
And he's like, that's probably the best idea.
He's like reverse psychologying her.
Yeah, and she's into it.
Yeah, and she falls for it. Yeah. Well, not after. Okay.
Yeah, you hang tight.
Okay, so the day comes. It's church. So I guess Sunday.
Right. Sunday, big TV day. Camera crews outside
it's
the church.
It's all a buzz.
Everyone is just singing. They've got that song that he's got the whole world. Mm-hmm. In his hands, but it's like they just, I don't know all the words to the song because I've never been a pastor, but I'm going to just play that song through this whole episode in the background.
Yeah.
But it's like they were just making up verses. They're like, he's got the tiny baby in his hands. He's got the candle holder in his hands. He's got the box of bread in his hand. Like they were just like making up.
Yeah. Like I actually don't know what other verses there are besides whole world in his hands.
He's got a lot of things in his hands.
He's got some big hands.
I mean, he's the Lord, so. And okay. Then, so.
So the magic thing with Simon is the whole time he's trying to perform these magic tricks and he's trying to convince Ruthie to be his assistant.
In a bathing suit.
He tells her to wear a bathing suit and I was like, ew.
Yeah. Ew.
And she's like, no, I don't want to be the assistant. I want to be a magician too.
Yeah.
And so there's this whole thing where he's like pulling panties out of her ear and she's still not buying it.
It did sound like you said panties.
Pennies.
Pennies. Coins.
Coins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Out of her ear. Does America still have pennies?
I don't know. Americans, let us know.
America, do you still have pennies?
Because we don't.
In Canada, we don't have pennies anymore.
No. So if you pay for something with debit, though, you can still pay like $7.31. Mm-hmm. But if it's $7.31 and you're paying with cash, it just goes.
It's $7.30.
$7.30.
Yeah.
Or if it's closer to the five, it rolls up to $7.
Yeah, it's a roll up or down.
Mm-hmm. It's so weird.
I know. I remember when they like phased out the penny and there was a reason, like the cost of making them and associated with having them in circulation was higher than the value of I don't know
than 1 cent.
Yeah, it was more than 1 cent.
So everybody's sitting in the front row. Eric was saying that he's nervous that his dad's going to be there and he's never had a good sermon with his dad there. Mm-hmm. But he gets like some light bulb moment. I bet you the sermon was supposed to be about his dad. And he writes it. The dad, Colonel, is in the stands. The stands?
The audience?
The audience. I don't know.
The pews?
The pews. And isn't it called like the congregation? Anyways, he's there watching. And the second before Eric speaks, Simon does a magic trick where he looks like he shoves a mint up his nose. And Ruthie's like, I can do that too. Snort.
Yeah.
And a mint goes right, like a tic-tac mint.
Yeah, it's like a tic-tac. And Matt looks miserable. And I couldn't figure out why. Like, why was he so miserable sitting in church?
And like fiddling with the mint can.
Yeah, so then he's got his tic-tacs and he gets one. And then Simon's like, oh, can I have one? And then Ruthie's like, I want one. So he's handing out these tic-tacs in the middle of their dad starting this sermon. And yeah, Simon, like, makes it disappear up his nose, and she's like, whoa. And then she snorts
like,
it.
Actually snorts it right up her nose.
Did you ever get anything stuck in your nose?
Nope. I remember.
I have a memory, like, and I would have been 3 or 4, and I took the back end of a pen, like, ooh, the little flat stopper, mm-hmm, and I shoved it up my nose. But, like, why did I do that? I remember doing it. I was hiding. I like my parents were watching TV and I was sitting behind their like lazy boy chair.
Yeah.
And why did I have a pen and why did I take out this thing and shove it up my nose?
I don't know.
And then I remember sitting on my mom's lap in the backseat of the car, sans seatbelt, because it was 80s.
Obviously.
And rushing to the emergency room. And I remember them trying to get me to like blow my nose, but I wasn't doing it or it wasn't working. And then they had to.
Scared.
I guess.
Greg and I, my ex-husband and I, had to hold down our daughter when she was like 18 months old and get a raisin out of her nose.
Like, why'd you put a raisin in her nose?
I don't know. Two-year-olds are silly.
Yeah.
And then one time Wyatt was pretending to drink out of a tiny little red Lego cup and he went to take a sip and it went straight down his throat. And I called HealthLink and they were like, well, just try to find it out the other end. So I had to like check his poop for 2 days and sure enough, it was there. I was like, oh, we're good. Flush.
Ew.
Yeah. One time though, when I was a kid, I took a zip tie and put it around my finger as tight as I could. And then your like finger starts to swell. And I just remember my mom having to cut it off of my finger.
Like how?
Like with nail scissors.
Smart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Kids. I got fish hooks stuck on my finger once too. That wasn't great.
Oh. So Ruthie
screams.
And because it was minty, I can imagine it would have hurt. Mm-hmm. Like snorted it. Pause. Eyes go wide and she just screams. And Eric
has said three words, like, we welcome you here today. And then the screaming happens.
Yeah.
So they like, Annie and Eric like pick up Ruthie super fast. And Simon's like, she shoved a mint up her nose. And like,
yeah. And they run her out.
Simon, Annie, and Eric run her out.
Mm-hmm.
And they decide, okay, they got her to blow her nose. And it's out, but they're going to take her to the ER anyways. Like, I wouldn't have.
I know. Like, what? Like, I'd maybe give her a saline rinse.
Maybe.
Like rinse some water, but don't do it again.
Yeah.
Like, and minty nose air for.
It's just minty. I don't know. I guess, like, as a parent, like, if you didn't know what was up there.
But she's the youngest of five.
Yeah, you can't tell me none of those other four kids put anything
up their
nose.
Didn't shove something up their nose.
Like, Simon for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Just in practicing the magic trick, how many things did he put in things? Wow. So they go to the hospital, camera crew's out, church is over. Oh, and then the colonel was like, dismissed.
Oh, God.
To the whole congregation. Like, okay.
And then that's also where Lucy has her moment with the like loser kid from school and says, like, I got to be smart again.
Sorry, we can't be friends.
And then, okay, so Matt, Lucy, and Mary are leaving the church and they're going to go get ice cream. And on the way out of the church, lo and behold, Diane has been in church this whole time and Mary and her lock eyes. And she's just like, oh no.
Yeah, Mary's like, oh my God, there's that new girl. And she's like, hey, you're Mary Camden, right? And she's like, yeah. And she's like, I'm Diane. And she's like, I asked Coach, me and my mom wanted a new church to go to because we just moved here. And Coach said, your dad is a pastor.
Mary's like, why would he say that?
She's so salty. But then Diane's
like, you know, I heard all about you and I really wanted to join a team that had you on it so we could learn from each other. Like, Diane is hitting on Mary.
Oh, God. And Mary finally.
So awkward.
Clues in. Like, there's blushing.
She's like, oh, okay, really?
Yeah. Like making little jokes.
The moment she opened her mouth, I just, like, looked at you and I was like, are they going to kiss? What kind of show is this?
Yeah. I'm going to post the video on TikTok and Instagram because it is chef's kiss. It is so good.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I bet there's a subreddit storyline where Mary and Diane run off together.
I hope so. Mary's so gay.
Yeah.
And so is Diane. Yeah. I looked up the actress that plays Diane. I can't remember her name, but she was in like three other things.
That's it?
Yeah.
Then what happened to her?
I don't know. Last thing she was in 1999.
Like over on the Patriot. We'd know if she died though. Right? Like on the Patreon, we should do a deep dive on Diane. Diana's deep dive.
Oh, God. Yeah, like, it would say, I guess, that she died, but so many clicks to get to where I need to be.
Yeah, I don't know how to use IMDb.
Oh, I love it.
I know. Every time I look over all the time and you're just on it.
I know. Yeah, she doesn't even have Diane Butler, Alexandra Glazer.
My God.
Yeah. Personal details, nothing.
But then have you tried Googling her? Anyway, we'll take this offline, but I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. She was in What's Love Got to Do with It in 1993, like one episode of ER and a few episodes of The Secret World of Alex Mack.
Which I had a crush on her.
Yeah.
Alex Mack was hot.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah. Moving on. So then they go to we move to the hospital where Ruthie's having a doctor examine her nose. And Annie's like, you know, you can't always be the center of attention.
She's like, why not?
This doesn't feel like the right time for this talk. And then Annie's like, okay, well, I need to take a break. She's like gentle parenting in yeah. this moment. I'm going to take some space and go outside. So she like goes out into the hallway and Simon's like, hey, Dad, sorry, I ruined your TV debut. And he's like, it's okay. I guess I realized that I let my family down all week by not being there.
And like, was this the future? Was this a glimpse into the future? Like, Eric gets on Sunday morning TV and now
suddenly
like,
he's doing hookers and blow. Like,
yeah.
In his chambers.
Well, Annie's like, I don't know. I can just picture Annie like scrubbing the floor with like a cigarette hanging out of her mouth. Like, mommy needs a break.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
next week.
I'm excited.
Are you so excited?
So, season 2, episode 12.
It's called Rush to Judgment.
Okay.
Mary's hurt and confused when her coach's interest in her moves beyond the basketball court.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Told ya.
Like, called it.
You did. I know. Like, oh, man. But Rush to Judge, maybe
oh,
it's
like,
not sexual.
Like he's grooming her.
Yeah. Or like maybe she gets upset because he's now more interested in Diane. I don't know.
Well, tune in to find out.
Yep. Where can people find us?
Like, where can't they find us? Actually, really only on TikTok and Instagram. And Patreon. So we also have a Patreon and we've got some like deep dives on some characters on there right now. And it's called, if you go onto Patreon and just look up a lesbian recap, mm-hmm. we pop up and there's a link in our bio. And yeah, Instagram, TikTok, we post videos and clips of the show.
That's
what?
It's really good.
Great.
Oh, gosh.
And
well, I hope everyone had a good Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah.
In 1998 and today.
So thorough.
Yeah.
But only those 2 years.
Only those 2 years. The rest of the years, I don't care.
Yeah. And then also, so I have another podcast called I Did Not Sign Up For This. Mm-hmm. But we're doing a bit of a shuffle, a rebrand. We're launching season 3. And it's going to involve you and our friends Sam and Amy.
Yeah, they're so great.
And it is funny and you should check it out.
You should.
So follow that on Instagram too. Mm-hmm. Can you tell that wasn't planned?
Yes, I was like, what's your sign? Okay.
All right, everybody. All right. Have a really great night yeah. and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there. Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
So find us anywhere you get your podcasts at Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap.